Well, good morning. I want to thank you, Matt, for that poem that you read there. It made me think of several years ago. I was listening to some songs and I heard this one where I ran up to that soldier that was pounding those nails. When I turned that soldier around, why, I was shocked, for that soldier was me, and I just, it took me back to that, and it's where I saw my need for a savior and how filthy I really was. Just another beautiful reminder of what we can turn to. But yeah. Now, also, children, who all is thankful this morning? Me? Everybody thankful? How about you big children? You big children, we got any thankfulness? Right while we all have our hands up, let's sing, "Oh, Bless the Lord." Come, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. So, yes, I have a little story here for you children. It's about self-control. A lot of it stems back to Proverbs. I thought the Proverbs was going to be taken again this morning, but I was spared. So, we'll start with this story, and then I'll have a few little things that we want to share on. So, "Daddy, see what I built?" Timmy stood at his father's elbow, holding out a little truck which he had put together from Lego blocks. Daddy looked up from the papers he was studying away. "That's very good, Timmy," he encouraged. "What kind of truck is it?" "It's a garbage truck," Timmy replied, "and I'm pretending," and he whirled around, excitedly ready to show Daddy what he was playing. Peter was on the floor too, building a fire engine, and had it almost done. But as Timmy turned, one of his feet came down a little too close to Peter's project, and snap. Y'all know what happened, right? The little fire truck went to pieces. A clump of Lego pieces broke off and fell from the side of the fire truck. Timmy, look what you did," Peter cried in despair. He jumped to his feet, and his eyes were wide, flashing with anger, and one hand was raised, ready to slap his brother. But just as suddenly, he let his hand fall to his side again, and the fire faded from his eyes as he made a visible effort to control his anger. Dropping to his knees, he began to gather up the pieces of his fire truck. Now, Peter showed a very good, he showed very good self-control there. He rose up, flesh wanted to strike back, but through it all, he was able to have self-control, and it was a very good lesson. It was very good for me, so as he gained control of himself, I got a little verse here in Proverbs that fit that. There is Proverbs 16:25. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So that rising up with anger and starting a fight, and And that there leads to death. That is a fight that you fight back in that way with the flesh. It leads you to death. But the pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And this is what Timmy portrayed. He said, "I'm sorry, Peter," Timmy said softly. "I should have looked where I was stepping." Right there, it helped dissolve the squabble. It was over. Daddy rose up from the table, laid down his papers, and he knelt beside Peter. "Here, let me help you put this back together," he offered. For a few minutes, father and son worked quietly together, repairing the little fire truck. When it was finished and standing beside the little garbage truck, all ready to go, Dad put his arm around his older son. "Peter," he said, "you showed yourself to have a strong character just now when you decided not to be angry." Peter smiled sheepishly at his father. "I wanted to hit Timmy, but I knew that I shouldn't," he admitted. Do we all remember that and have self-control, or do we sometimes hit before and then think about it? Whenever you find yourself in that situation, think about what Peter and Timmy did here. Remember last night's chapter of Proverbs, Dad asked. We read a verse there that talked about controlling our anger. Proverbs 16:32. "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." This verse means that a person who can control himself and keep from showing anger like you did now is stronger than a mighty soldier. Imagine just having self-control yourself to where you don't get angry at everyone and just need to have your own way. God considers you mightier than a strong soldier. A soldier who can conquer a city, Solomon knew how hard it is for people to rule their own spirits and exercise self-control. Dad seated himself and drew both sons close at his knee. "I'll tell you a story about this principle from the life of David," he said. "Remember when David was just a boy called to play on his harp and sing for King Saul? Saul was a mighty king, but he didn't have the strength of self-control. He threw his javelin at David and zealous rage, trying to kill him. If David had not been a person of strong character, he might have picked up that javelin and thrown it back, or he might have been angry and called Saul all kinds of bad names. But David was a man after God's own heart, and he was able to keep himself from foolish anger. He never lifted his hand to take any revenge against Saul, even though Saul spent years chasing and tormenting him." Another verse that I thought of when I read that was, "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil." So we can see that David, he truly lived up to what he wrote out. One night after Saul and his soldiers had been hunting David through the wilderness all day, they camped out in a wild, lonely spot. David was in the mountains nearby, hiding from Saul, and he looked down and he saw the camp of soldiers. He asked his friends, "Who will go down with me to that camp?" Abishai said, "I will go with you." So they crept quietly down the mountain together in the dark. When they reached Saul's camp, they walked in among the sleeping soldiers without being discovered, for God had cast the army into a deep sleep. In the center of the camp, they found Saul himself lying asleep with his weapons ready beside his pillow. Now most people would have believed that David had the perfect right to kill Saul. After all that he had done to him, even Abishai expected that this was what they had come for, and he made ready to drive his spear through Saul. But David stopped him. "No," he told Abishai, "that is not what we're going to do. I will not lay my hand upon the Lord's anointed. king, even though he doesn't please the Lord, just take his spear and his water bottle so that we can prove that we were here, and let's go. Once again, David showed that he could rule his own spirit and keep himself from anger and revenge. Another time when David was running from Absalom, a man named Shimei came out and followed after him, throwing stones and dust at him. He cursed David and called him ugly names. "Shall we kill him?" David's men asked eagerly. But still David refused to get angry. "Leave him alone," he said meekly. "Perhaps God has told him to curse me." Later, Shimei repented of what he had done and came to apologize to David. He had a very poor quality of self-control. These stories show us the great strength in David's character. Sometimes he needed to show righteous anger at sin, but he controlled his anger. He kept himself from hitting back at those who hurt him. David became a much mightier king than Saul. For Saul didn't have self-control. David was the most important king in all Israel's history, the one who united the country and made it great. So boys, Dad concluded, you can see how important it is to have self-control. A boy who can rule his own spirit will be able to do great things for God. Those who can't will not amount to much in life. We want to be slow to anger like David. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his own spirit than he that taketh a city. Dad returned to his paper, and Peter and Timmy went back to the model town they were building out of Lego blocks. But for a long time, the words of Proverbs kept ringing through Peter's head as he played. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, better than the mighty. So, when we find ourselves in those situations, what can we do to be able to overcome the urge to strike back, the urge to fight back? And I just thought a good way for me is trying to remember Bible verses and singing. Because we are taught that eternity, if we sing for 1,000 years, eternity comes and we are there and cross over to the promised land, our singing would just begun, because, you know, 1,000 years will be nothing compared to eternity. So always keep a song in your heart, and it'll help keep you pure. So with a couple of verses here, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy work unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So if we always strive for truth and give God all the honor and glory, he will establish our thoughts and our ways. So the next time someone does us wrong, we just need to forgive them. For God, by his great love and mercy, forgave us of all of our trespasses. And remember, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. With a few closing thoughts here. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man sows strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. A froward man is fake, perverse, showing a deliberate desire to behave in a way that is unreasonable. That is a froward man. So an unreasonable man soweth strife, and a whisper is a slanderer, a talebearer, someone that doesn't say the truth. They separate friends, so let's keep ourselves from that, and let's remember to raise our hands and bless the Lord. So that's all I had for you children today. I'll have a word of prayer here, and you'll be dismissed back to your seats. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for the blessing of being able to gather here in this way. be able to freely open the Bible and read your word. I just pray, Lord, that you would just give me a heart, Father, to take home my basket full and apply it to my life, and just help me, Lord, to surrender to your will, Father. And I do lift up these dear children here before us as well, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would just help me and those in this congregation here just to be a light, an example to them, and help lead them in such a way, Father, that you would be pleased. Just ask for your blessing upon the remainder of the day. And I pray, Father, that you would anoint Brother Jason's lips as he comes before us here, that you would just calm his spirit, Lord, that you would just talk to us through him, Father. So I just lift it to you